Spangola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spangola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spangola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links, either associated with or somewhat compatible with the ideas of that day's guest. During the program, email your questions or comments to spangola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spangola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. I was chatting with a good friend last night, and I mentioned that one of the greatest benefits of doing this program is that I get to meet so many very interesting, gifted, and skilled people who have the incredible courage to step away from the allopathic health industry in order to really help people to achieve better health. This program also affords me the opportunity to converse with others, whether they are callers or people in the chat room. So often we are an anomaly within our family and among our friends. RBN is a place where people who share commonality have a place together. Today on our program, we have one of those skilled professionals who has made personal sacrifices to disclose the truth to us. Our guest today is Dr. Mark Cercas. He is the Director of the International Medical Veritas Association, and that website is imva.info, I-M-V as in Victor, A.info. Another website associated with him is ancientminerals.com. Welcome to the program, Dr. Cercas.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, it's wonderful to speak with you again. We visited before, but it's been way too long. And I was just reading some things online about antibiotics, and you wrote this wonderful, wonderful article about that subject, and it's called The End of Antibiotics and the Rise of Iodine as an Effective Alternative. And so I'm anxious to talk about that as well as anything else that you would like to talk about.
Well, actually, it's an exciting moment for me in terms of antibiotic-resistant infections. I am about to come out on the market with a nano gel. It's like a soap. But very tiny tiny-sized particles. And I've known about this product, which is used in agriculture for years, but I never understood how it worked. And then when I was writing about a month or so ago about the antibiotic tuberculosis infections that are spreading, I thought about the substance again. And the same day, I found an essay published in January by IBM researchers who had created a synthetic nano gel, and they described how it worked. And it doesn't work chemically, it works mechanically. These nanoparticles from their gel, which is synthetic, which of course I don't like things that are too synthetic, but my natural gel, nanogel, disrupts the cell membranes of bacteria. And I imagine it does the same thing for fungus and mold and mildew and candida. So it's very, very interesting. And
well, that sounds wonderful. We do need to take a real quick break, and then when we come back, we'd like to know more about this new product and where we can get it. And we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Zirkus. He is the director of International Medical Veritas Association. That's imva.info. And you were talking about your new nanogel, which is a new product. And then we were going to talk about antibiotics. And you also wrote a year ago about antibiotics and tuberculosis. So,
Before we go on, Mike. Actually, my site address now is drcircus.com.
Okay.
That's drcircus.com.
Okay. Wonderful.
My 17, now 18-year-old son melted down 22 of my old sites and created a new portal, so that's it. And he branded.
Aren't young people wonderful with the computers and everything?
Yes, they are. Anyway, that's going back great. To what we were talking about, I was actually, you know, I have a protocol for antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and it consists primarily of iodine and sodium bicarbonate and magnesium chloride. But when I was reviewing the, you know, the terrible nature of some of these diseases that are resistant to antibiotics, and the kinds of money they're throwing at, you know, patients to try to pull them out, I mean, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars, I was looking for another, like, superhero. I mean, iodine is one. I have 6 children, and I've only used antibiotics once and for only one day. Anytime my kids even sneeze, I give them iodine, and it takes care of the problem.
How much do you generally give them?
Well, I tell people, because I remember this, like the first time I gave my 3-year-old, who's now 8, iodine, She was three, and I gave her 15 drops, and the bottle only says to give three. So just to give people a feeling for how safe iodine really is, though it does need, like anything, needs to be used with some intelligence and some precautions, because a lot of people, thyroids either have been removed or are totally whacked out, so it's not always as simple. But if a person is basically, reasonable health, and then they get sick, or children, you can take iodine. I use the nascent iodine, which is in a tonic form. I also use Lugol's, which has been around for over 150, probably almost 200 years. In the old days, back 100 years ago, if you got syphilis or some really bad infection, I mean, the sky was the limit with iodine. So you could eat it. Cancer patients, doctors who use it for cancer in the United States use 50 to 100 milligrams a day, usually in pill form. So okay. you can pump in a lot of iodine, but it also depends why you're using it and also where you live today. One of the reasons iodine is so important is that Fukushima has been putting out radioactive iodine a lot. And the death rates have gone up all over the Northern Hemisphere, especially for young children. Thyroid diseases on the West Coast are up 26% one year to another from before and after Fukushima. So the only way to defend one's thyroid is to make sure it's saturated with iodine. Most people in the United States, thyroids are saturated with fluoride and bromide, and many states are polluted with rocket fuel from the American government, and that is also a thyroid disruptor. Some of the plastics are thyroid disruptors, so there's a disaster area happening in people's thyroids. That's
right.
Why I wrote a book about it.
And what is the name of your book, Doctor?
Iodine, Bringing Back the Universal Medicine.
Okay.
It's on my site, on the publishing page, on my book page. And the second edition pays a special attention to the problem with radiation. And this is alarming. People are just sleeping about iodine. Dr. Brownstein, David Brownstein, who works in Detroit, he's also written a book on iodine, a very good book. And he tested 5,000 of his patients, and 97% were iodine deficient.
Oh, my goodness. I have his book, and I have also a DVD that he made. And as you mentioned, a lot of people are hypothyroid. And it's because of the soil depletion of iodine and the other items the other issues that you mentioned.
Yeah, so it really at this point. I mean, I've been writing since Fukushima. I've published 33 articles on Fukushima and radiation and iodine. Sometimes in relationship to iodine, but the news is really bad and actually getting worse. So. If you're not using iodine today, you're just giving up, especially for children. I mean, the children are super vulnerable. So pregnant women now today have to be taking iodine, putting a little bit in the water of children, babies even. It's just critical. It's critical. Having radioactive iodine in one's thyroid is not the way you want to go.
Right.
And children are especially vulnerable. So it's one way or another, people need to start paying attention, not just for antibiotic-resistant infections, but for radiation, defending the thyroid.
Right. Now, people can subscribe to your newsletter at drcirkus.com. On the right-hand side, it says, subscribe to my newsletter. All you have to do is put your email address in there and click subscribe, and you'll get a message to your email address, and you can just say, yes, you want to subscribe, and then you can be a subscriber and get notification of every time that Dr. Cirkus puts an article on his website. And you do mention in this one article, Angel of Thyroid Disease came from Fukushima.
Yeah. It's a very sad situation. Fukushima, I mean, even I, who have written, you know, probably more than anybody else on it, I can afford to forget it a little bit because I live down here in Brazil in the Southern Hemisphere. So we only get, you know, a small percent of what you're getting up in the north. But you can tell how bad it is because they don't mention a word about it in the papers anymore. And they really never did.
Just a smidgen it was like, you know, 2 or 3 days. And now, as you say, we certainly don't hear anything about it. Of course, they don't mention anything about a lot of things.
Right. This is pretty big. So I would suggest for what I'm going to talk about next for people to sign up for my newsletter, because the product isn't out yet, but hopefully in about 2 or 3 weeks. And it's a very simple nano gel. It's made from FDA-approved food additives. I'm not even exactly sure how it's a fermentation process. And I tried this stuff out a few years ago, and it was introduced to me, you know, as a cleaner, that it was strong enough to clean battleships with. And I it was very interesting. And my wife tried it out on a friend of hers on her skin disease. And basically, the bottom line, this stuff disrupts the cell walls of any bacteria. So, or fungus.
Now, it's a topical product?
It's a topical product, but when I was researching for it a couple weeks ago, it was with the idea of using it to nebulize into the lungs for the tuberculosis. And as I thought about this, and then I found the IBM article, and it describes how these nano-sized particles literally disrupt the cell membrane. So it's a mechanical effect, and yet it doesn't affect the normal cells. So basically, it cleans. So on the skin, it really will put out, if it ever gets around, it'll put a lot of dermatologists out of business, because it cleans the skin so well and pulls out all the infections, pathogens in the skin. It'll cure. I've seen pictures of the worst skin diseases I've ever seen. So, and then I've talked to a doctor who a few years ago used it. It was a farmer who got whooping cough, and he was a 60-year-old man already, and it was very bad, and he pulled himself out by not nebulizing, but just vaporizing, using hot steam and breathing it into his lungs. So I consider the lungs to be the skin. They're the inner skin. They still separate us from the environment. So things I nebulize, I have a very strong nebulization protocol for cancer. It's a strong part of my natural allopathic medical approach. And we nebulize iodine into the lungs. Glutathione with sodium bicarbonate. I use this capsule. It has a combination of glutathione and sodium bicarbonate. Just break open the capsule, put it in the nebulizer, in the liquid. It's wonderful for lung disease. I'm going to be recommending this nano soap.
Okay. And you also talk about medicated enemas and that kind of thing in addition to nebulization?
Sure. I mean, when you get into enemas, into colon health, I mean, there's a whole thing, there's the whole approach of natural enemas, coffee enemas, colonic therapists. I know these people in Canada who sell seawater, who sell 20 liters of seawater to colonic therapists, because you can almost like give an IV of seawater through the colon.
Oh, my. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Doctor, we do have to take a real quick break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Circus. He is the director of International Medical Veritas Association, and that website is drcircus.com. And the other one is also accessible, imva.info. I have about four of them up, so I have your protocols website up, and that looks very interesting, all of these things that you use. But most allopathic physicians, all they want to really do is write out a script for antibiotics, no matter what you go in there for. And I guess if people still go to the doctor, that's what they want to do. They want to write a prescription for antibiotics, even if the disease or the problem that they have was caused by antibiotics.
Yes, you have to literally, I have to be knocked out with a baseball bat to drive me into a doctor's office these days. I don't think you can even call them doctors these days, because they're not practicing medicine. Using antibiotics is like the antithesis of medicine. It's created a situation where it's destroying modern medicine and destroying even the possibility of going into hospitals, because it's becoming some of the most dangerous places in the world to be. We've just created a mess. The doctors, with this incredibly, first they vaccinate the children, destroy their immune systems, leading to a situation the kids are getting chronically sick, and then they give them antibiotics every time they get an infection, even a viral infection. Of course, antibiotics does nothing for viruses, and it's a downhill spiral. until the point where the antibiotics, I mean, they really don't work. Even when they work, they're not working because they're making the person or the children especially sicker.
Right.
And weaker. So we're at the end of the era of antibiotics, and I believe we're at the end of the era of Western modern medicine. We can see it crumbling in Greece and in Spain already. It's already crumbling in the United States with with this Obamacare. Now they're turning away thousands of people for cancer from Medicaid is not paying for it. So people are not even able to get treated. And many of the drugs, standard drugs, are in short supply. So even in the United States, forget about in Greece where the pharmaceutical companies won't even ship into the country anymore because they're not paying any bills.
Oh,
so
my.
Without money, there is no such thing as Western medicine.
Right.
They're now, natural allopathy, my form of medicine and other naturopaths, there are many ways, like medical marijuana. You can grow it in your backyard, or you can buy it legally, and I guess now it's 15 states.
Right. I know Colorado just passed it. Mm-hmm.
And I actually am a championing a form of medical marijuana that comes from Colorado that doesn't have THC in it, so it doesn't get you high. And so it's legal in every state, so everybody can buy it. And in fact, during the commercials, I'm finishing a newsletter for today, which talks about, starts out talking about these two doctors from San Francisco claiming that cannabidiol, which is one type of cannabinoid in the marijuana plant, they've successfully used it to stop cancer. Now, I've written a book on medical marijuana, and there's research from all over the world, including from Harvard University, that sustains what these doctors are saying, that medical marijuana, and they're specifically talking about in this non-THC form, is actually a major cure for cancer.
Fabulous.
And if the civilization breaks down, and the banks close down, and you can't get money out of your ATM, how are you going to practice medicine? How are you going to take care of yourself? You can buy, one of my major medicines is sodium bicarbonate. You can buy 50 pounds for $50, and that'll last you for a few years, unless you constantly take baths in it. So there are different forms of different things that are very powerful that we can use to protect our children and ourselves from radiation, from infections, that we can access without doctors.
Right. I think we need to take the responsibility of our own health and figure it out, treat ourselves with some of the things that you've recommended. And certainly you're available for consultation, and there's other people, and you've written some wonderful books about some of these things. And I think that, you've written about magnesium therapy, and you're really a big proponent of magnesium.
Yeah, a lot of people consider me the magnesium man, even though there's a few of us.
Right.
There's a few of us. And I've written two books on magnesium. One is Transdermal Magnesium Therapy, and that's in print.
Uh-huh.
My sodium bicarbonate book is going into print in about 4 months. But I've also written a book on the ultimate heart medicine, which is also magnesium.
And that's available as an e-book.
That's available as an ebook. I'm coming out next week with a professional version, an ebook version of my Transdermal Magnesium Therapy book, which have about 100 extra pages in it. And we'll talk about that after.
All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Simple Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Dr. Mark Sirkus. That's S-I-R-C-U-S. He is the director of the International Medical Veritas Association. And his website, one of them, is drsirkus.com. And you were talking, just before we went to the break, you were talking about your books, but you're all, and I also want to call our listeners' attention to another book, The Terror of Pediatric Medicine. It's a free ebook, and I think that people should absolutely read this. It says, by the time you reach the final page, you will understand its title and the fact that pediatric medicine is one of the worst things that ever happened to the world of babies and young children. So everyone should download that book.
Yeah, I once ate a pizza with a pediatrician about an American who was down visiting in Brazil, and I swore I would never do that again. I couldn't believe the arrogance. I remember about the same year I went to a pediatrician in the same city and asked him about the mercury in the vaccines in Brazil. And he looked at me like with a blank face. He just didn't know what he was injecting into children. And most of these guys have no idea what they're really doing.
And they should, because, I mean, the evidence is available. Even if they read what it says on the instructions in the injections, and I mean, they should be questioning this.
Well,
but,
they don't.
But of course,
and that shows that their integrity has been wiped out of them in medical school. They were brainwashed and taught how to be literally terrorists, not doctors. My bottom line in terms of vaccines, the easiest way to relate to vaccines is, here in Brazil, over 50% of the vaccines, including the ones that give at birth, have mercury in them. In the United States, say, in 1999, the head of the vaccines, I guess the CDC, he literally went, whoops, oh, we didn't know there was so much mercury in it. We weren't really looking at the numbers correctly on the bottle. And now we just found out that there's more mercury in the child vaccine program than is legally acceptable by the FDA. So they decided to start taking the mercury out. But in 2004, they decided to put the mercury back in the flu vaccine and start giving it every year to children starting at age 6 months. So anybody, there's not a doctor in the world who has the courage or the stupidity, actually, to inject lead into children. But they inject mercury, which is 100 times more toxic. So I'd like to ask anybody in the world a question. How can you trust anybody who would inject mercury into a child? How could you trust them for anything, anything at all?
Right.
That's where the title comes from. This is so nasty. The companies and the FDA and the CDC, it's a conspiracy. I know people don't like the word conspiracy, but these people are all in on it and will defend to their last dying breath that it's totally fine to inject mercury into babies.
Well, I think conspiracy is a perfectly good word. I mean, it's when two or three people get together to do harm to a group of people or to other people. And it isn't just the mercury. I mean, we're talking about live viruses being injected into children, and they have very delicate or undeveloped immune systems. This is genocide.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. And you understand my politics, that sounds like, perfectly. It's one of the reasons I will never step foot on American soil again. I've been down in Brazil for 21 years. I haven't been back to the States in over 18 years. And I have 6 children down here in Brazil. And
All healthy and well, and
they're all healthy and well.
Wonderful.
Healthy and well.
Okay, so what happens to people who take many rounds of antibiotics? There are things that happen in the colon. People can get C. diff. They can get yeast in their other places. Mm-hmm. Candida. Tell us about that.
Well, it's evident in the name of the drug, antibiotic. Biotic is a word for life. It's anti-life. So it kills life indiscriminately. So when you take antibiotics, it kills bacteria, but also kills all the friendly bacteria that we need in the gut that keeps the bad bacteria in balance. So the more you take antibiotics and give it to children, especially, each time it weakens the flora, the balance of bacteria. Because bacteria is, we live in a world in the universe of pathogens. We coexist. But when we're healthy, everything stays in balance, and our pH is in balance, and then certain nasty bugs, they just stay calm and in control, and all the more healthy bugs in our cells keep everything under control. You throw antibiotics down the tube, down the throat, and it just destroys that balance. So unless you start taking probiotics to try to rebalance, the antibiotics just create the beginning of a snowball that takes the body downhill.
Right. And these broad-spectrum antibiotics are often given as a preventative kind of a situation, which is even worse. And then they also inject chickens and cows and pigs and all kinds of other animals that people are eating. And then these antibiotics get into the groundwater, so they're in your water system. So even if you don't take them yourself, you're still subject to their consequences.
That's correct. That's correct. There's some very interesting books written about this. It really is a nightmare. And we're just beginning to face it. Just beginning to face the error of antibiotic-resistant infections like syphilis and gonorrhea and the tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is very, very contagious. So there's a possibility soon down the line we could have a massive epidemic. What about bird flu and the influenza of tuberculosis?
Right, and you've written an article about this.
So that's almost in desperation in terms of the world need. I went back and started thinking about this nano soap, and then I made a few phone calls and traced down to some doctors who have used it, and I'm certain it's going to be a beautiful thing to put into my natural allopathic protocol.
Right. Now, you've also, in your article that you wrote about antibiotics, you talked about C. diff. How does one get rid of C. diff if they get it, mysteriously get it? How do you get rid of it? Just an onslaught of probiotics?
If you get what?
If you get C. diff.
What is C. diff?
You wrote about it in your colon. C. diff Clostridium difficile.
Like anything else, you'd have, there's a full protocol depending on the situation in the colon. One of the things I recommend on a daily basis is eating clay. Clay is like the prime medicine, and there are different forms of clay, and there's a particular formula I use that is for more acute situations. Pure clay I use for more month after month type situations. We are constantly using these pure substances to clean the colon.
Okay.
Not only the colon, from the whole digestive system gets cleaned out with clay. Then you, in terms of when you have infections, getting out of control is high dosage of iodine, sodium bicarbonate, and magnesium chloride.
Okay.
You go back to the magnesium, which we just only touched upon. Most people don't know, but magnesium chloride is, you wouldn't call it an antibiotic, but it does have its antibacterial functions. So these three substances are actually emergency room medicines. If you're dying, they inject, if you're having a heart attack or a stroke and you inject magnesium, in terms of stroke, you can, if you get the person in the first 2 hours, you'll defend their brain from damage. If you're having a heart attack and you're seconds away from death and you inject magnesium, it usually works and brings you right back because of the nature of magnesium.
Now, you have a magnesium spray.
Right.
That I have used, and I just put on my upper arms and whatnot 15 or 20 minutes before I take my shower.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually sinks in, right? Tell us how that works.
Well, magnesium, most people are in desperate need of magnesium. Anybody who's been eating a regular diet or anybody who's been eating white bread, white rice, white spaghetti, white salt or white sugar are in desperate need of magnesium because they make these foods white by taking out the magnesium and other minerals and fibers. So these are really poisons because they create deficiencies in magnesium. And it's like running your car, with only a third of, a little bit of oil, and you try to go up a mountainside with hardly any oil in your car. And that's what it's like to drive your body without magnesium. So we don't have magnesium in the water, most people. They don't have it in the food. And even if you're eating a really good organic foods, still one would tend to be deficient in magnesium. because we need much more than we ever needed before, and we're getting much less. So it's when we do administer magnesium, like in the hospital when you're dying from a heart attack or stroke, it's so incredibly effective, and it's instant. The body responds instantly if you inject it. Now, I don't like hospitals, and I don't want to wait until I need an injection of magnesium. So I wrote this book, Tramadol Magnesium Therapy. I discovered this product called magnesium oil, which is a raw product. It's something you can create from seawater evaporation, or the stuff I recommend, this ancient minerals, is from an ancient sea deposit that was trapped underground Europe, you know, millions of years ago. So they pumped this up, and it's so, so pure. And if you put it all over your, you know, you can spray a little bit on your body, or like me, I have somebody, a massage therapist, just cover my body with oil, like a lot of it, until I'm dripping wet, and give me a massage.
Ah, okay.
And I always say it's a treatment suitable for Cleopatra herself. And I've had more magnesium massages than probably anybody on the planet. And it's the nicest way to get magnesium. It goes right into the skin. It's almost like getting intravenously. If you put enough on, and the massage actually is not to make it penetrate. It will go in all by itself. But when you combine the relaxing effect, the magnesium is very soothing. It's antidepressant. It relaxes. Where calcium makes you stiff, magnesium makes you soft. So then you combine that with touch and massage techniques, which are very grounding to the body. I recommend my cancer patients, they get one every day or 5 days a week, because you're giving them the magnesium and also grounding them like a lightning rod. So touch.
Sure, right.
If you don't touch babies, they die. You have to touch. Babies need to be touched to survive. Touch is something, you know, like sex. Sex I define as intense touch. So combining massage and magnesium is just a wonderful way of practicing naturopathic medicine and de-stressing and sleeping better. And so literally with my magnesium work, this is what put me on the medical map of the world. Literally, I've done the impossible. In 8 years, I have redefined how medicine is actually being practiced in many places around the world. And there was the magnesium book, this transdermal process that started the whole thing.
Right, and that is available as a Kindle edition, too. So,
yes. Yes.
All righty.
Yes. So, yes, I am the magnesium man. It's always number one in my protocol. No matter where I went, sodium bicarbonate became number two, and then iodine's three. Selenium is now number four. And I published my treatment essentials book about 6 weeks ago. And basically, instead of people doing consultations with me, the book is a consultation.
Okay, let's see. Treatment.
Treatment essentials.
Okay.
It's on the first page of the site, at least a picture
of
it.
Okay, all righty.
And basically, my wife kind of commanded me to do this start this book about 11 months ago, and I kind of raced through time, these 10 to 11 months, and it basically gives away the kitchen sink in terms of how to practice natural allopathic medicine, my medical approach. It's in the book, it's 17 levels of protocol, and I'm going to be adding two more, and the soap we were talking about is one of those. And it's the book and the whole protocol is basically designed for cancer patients, but it's a universal protocol, so it's for diabetes or many other things. Of course, when you're dealing with acute situations, if you only grab three or four things from the protocol, usually that's fine, like an acute infection with children. You go for the iodine, bicarbonate, and magnesium, and usually that's enough. But when you get to cancer, there's many more things going on. So the book basically gives the whole protocol, shows you, you know, which are the best companies and products, you know, what they are, where to buy them, how much they cost, how to use them, whether you use nebulization, put it on the skin, oral methods, injection for doctors or nurses, intravenous, enemas. So there are many different ways to administer. And so the book is a series of consultations, and so people actually don't really need me that much.
Okay, you know, and that book is called Treatment Essentials, Practicing Natural Allopathic Medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a really good thing.
So the thing that's going to change, though, I'm changing it in the next few weeks, is when I publish water, of course, is part of the protocol. We'll talk about water when you come back.
Okay, be right back in 3 minutes.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Cercas. He is the director of the International Medical Veritas Association. His website is drcercas.com, and you were going to tell us about water.
Yes, water. When I published the protocol, there's some unusual things in the protocol. I wouldn't call water unusual, but I put it in like number 11 or something. One of the most unusual thing, I'm the first doctor in the world to put the tears of the melting heart, which of course are water, as a medicinal. And I have a book called Heart Health, and I define the heart, the spiritual heart, as the vulnerability of being. So I have these different things, and I also have breathing retraining in the protocol. But to make a long story short, I wanted to put water first in the protocol, and I didn't. Magnesium has always been number one, but water to me is the most basic medicine. And I've been writing about water for years, but for several reasons, I have never published my book. But I'm going to correct that in about 2 weeks and come out with my book called Water Medicine. And the reason is that just recently I found a company here. I was introduced to some people here in Brazil who are making a water filter system, a gravity-fed system like the Berkey. And it will come on the market at $450, and it's a full alkalizing machine. It really replaces all these electric alkaline machines, and it is the first machine or water filter or processing system that also injects magnesium into the water. It's very inexpensive. It produces high alkaline, high pH water at the cheapest price of anything on the market, and puts out a high bicarbonate, magnesium bicarbonate water.
So it affects your pH when you drink it. It keeps
right.
It,
okay. Well, sure. If you drink. See, one of the things that nobody really in the water business really wants to know and understand, especially all these people who sell these electric ionizing machines, is there's a big difference between pH and alkalinity. High pH, you know, you can put out water from one of these electric machines that has a very high pH, and they brag about that, and even they'll even say it's high pH, high alkaline, but it's not. pH is one measurement. Alkalinity, you could say, is the power of the pH. So to give you an example, if you try to could imagine a mansion or something with 15 rooms, and you're standing in one room with a little torch, and it's putting out a million degrees temperature, could you heat the whole house with it? You can't. The little tiny torch, even at a million degrees, maybe it'll heat a room, and the room will get hot eventually, but the whole house, no. But if you have central heating putting out air at only 80 degrees all over the house through a central system, you'll heat the whole house. And that's kind of a little bit like the difference between pH and alkalinity.
Okay.
And I'll explain, I'll finish that when we get back.
Alrighty, we do have a 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back, and our guest today is Dr. Mark Serkis. Be right back.